Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. A day when it's gone will never return. A day that we will never see again. But a day that gives us the opportunity to thank God for his creation and his manifold works. And the works that his hand of works in the heavenlies. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. I mean, when we think about all the storms and the tornadoes and things that are going on, they said when all these things are happening, God is speaking. He speaks through storms. He speaks through rain. He speaks through earthquakes. So all these things, God is speaking. They are saying today that the earth is groaning for the return of God. When you think about the wickedness that's in the world, you know, we need to be saying to one another, Maranatha, you know, that's what they said in the New Testament to one another. That's how they greeted each other. Maranatha, come quickly, you know, because, and he's coming, he hasn't come because he's given mankind a time to repent of that wickedness and that the things that they are experiencing and doing. He's given them time to repent. So we just, you know, thank God, you know, for the fact that this is a new day to rejoice, to magnify, to honor, to exalt, to lift up the name of the Most High God. The psalmist says it is a thing to give praise and to give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness, for his mercies, for the times he has watched us through seen and unseen danger. I mean, there have been times we've almost lost our lives and saw the danger, but then there were other times that we didn't see the danger, but God protected us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we give him the glory and the praise this day. I'm going to be opening with Psalms 5, and it reads, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in thy mouth. Thy inward part is very wickedness. Thy throat is as an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by thy own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of thy transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Wow. And a shield protects. And you know, I was just thinking about that. That really struck me. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. You know, that favor is better than having wealth in many cases. You'll be surprised of people that have found favor in God. They got jobs, positions that a person that had to have a degree should have filled it. But because of favor, God has opened doors for many people because of their faithfulness and their love for God, because of their obedience to him, their reverence to him, reverential fear. You know, he says, you know, was one part in this verse where he says in verse 7, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Not a fear of being afraid, but a reverential fear to honor and to worship God. Now, this particular psalm that says, in the commentator's notes, it says, this psalm is traditionally attributed to David. It reflects how the righteous man prays for deliverance, not only for freedom from suffering, but to allow himself to serve God without distraction. The New King James Version entitles it a prayer for guidance. And you know, we all need to be able to pray to God that we want to serve him without distractions. We have so many distractions in life that keeps us from out of the word. You know, a lot of people get caught up into TV and to a lot of the series and that's on TV and always watching all these shows. And so many times we could be praying or in the word of God or in his presence, worshiping him, when we're taking all this time to have something poured into us that's not beneficial. Nine times out of ten, it's not. You know, it says, you know, how Christians are going and paying to go to movies or to watch movies that people are undressing, you know, being immoral, you know, and they're paying to have that being poured into their spirit man. You know, so we have to be careful and make sure that we don't need all these distractions that's keeping us from our intimacy with the Lord. And you know, and it says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. We have to realize that it's important that we continually to knock, to seek, to knock. As we do so, the door will be open. And the more we pray, you know, the closer we become to God. And then our relationship becomes more intimate. So we want to continually to pray without ceasing. Pray. It says men should always pray and faint not. So as I go before the throne of God, I ask for forgiveness always before I pray. Some people said today you don't have to do that, but I prefer to do so because there are sins of omission and there are sins of commission. And sometimes there are things that we should have done that we didn't do and things that we did that we should not have done. So we just want to ask God for forgiveness for anything I might have done out of his will. Lord, I thank you, O God, that I have the opportunity You enter into the most holy of holies through your power, through your redemptive work. Oh God, we can enter in to the most holy of holies. We can come in giving you thanksgiving and praise in your name for all that you have done. Oh, we thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus, and we thank God for Jesus giving his life that we might have eternal life. God, we are thanking you, God, for your favor, that you are compassing us about with your favor as with a shield. Oh my God, that is so powerful. And we thank God for favor following us. We thank God for your grace and your mercy that follows us. We thank God for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank God it's because of your mercies you have not consumed us. Lord, today we are praying for those that are blinded. We are praying for those that have stony hearts today. God, we are praying for the downtrodden, oh God. Lord, we are praying for those that are in the dunghill that you would raise them up, oh God, and that you're able to save them to the uttermost. God, we are praying today for Tasha, that this would be a day of victory for her, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, you sit high and you look low, and you see all the things that are going on, oh God. We are asking today that you will make a way of an escape and that you will deliver on behalf of Tasha today. Today will be her day of victory. We're decreeing and declaring by faith in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would make known your wonders everywhere. Lord, we're praying for first responders. We are praying, oh God, for leaders of nations. We are praying for our president. We are praying for our upcoming election, that your will be done. Oh God, that your kingdom come. In the name of Jesus. God, we are asking, oh God, today that you will open up blinded eyes and deaf ears. God, we thank you for those hearts that are hearts of stone, that you will make them hearts of flesh. Lord, we are praying today against the spirit of rape and murder and assault. We are praying that robbers and rapists and murderers will be apprehended. God, we are praying today and coming, oh God, those right now that are scheming and those ones that are operating in sex trafficking, God, that they will be exposed and uncovered. We are praying for war-torn areas, oh God. We are praying, oh God, and we are praying against World War III. We are praying for those that have lost loved ones. We are praying for those that are on our prayer list, that you would touch, that you would deliver, that you would heal, that you would take them through surgery. Whatever the needs are, God, every name that's on our prayer list, even those that listen to our sermons and services on Facebook, we are praying for everyone that listens and tunes in. God, you know their needs, their hearts cry, their hearts desires. We're asking that you would touch each person that tunes in. And even those that's listening today for this broadcast, many that are sick, needing healing in their bodies. Oh God, we're asking that you would touch and make whole. We're asking today that you would heal. Guys, there are some of you that's out there that's having problems with your eyes, and God is able to deliver and heal, whether they're cataracts, whatever they are that's going on with your eyes, God is able to heal, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed in the past, he can heal again. So we just thank God today for those that you would. We're sending forth your word to heal and touch lives on tonight. Not only physical, you know, sickness that's in the eyes, but eyes that are spiritually blinded. Oh God, we thank you for touching In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, we are still in the teaching. Speak life. And our scripture text is coming from Proverbs 18, verse 21. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So can you imagine? You'll eat the fruit of speaking death. And you'll eat the fruit of speaking life. So what would you prefer to eat? Fruit or death? So we want to literally start speaking life over our situations. Last week, I left you with John 10 and 10, where we talked about the thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to be going to Mark tonight, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And it reads in the ESV version, the English Standard Version. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So, it looks like we can speak those things which be not as though they were, as Abraham did, based on this scripture. If we can just speak it out of our mouths. I don't know what kind of mountain you are facing today. There are some of you that's facing the mountain of divorce. There are some of you that are facing the mountain of financial difficulties, dealing with poverty. There are some of you that are facing the mountain dealing with relationship. There are some of you that are dealing with the mountain of not being able to find the job that seems to be right for you. But God is telling us today, if we speak to that mountain, if we speak to that mountain and do not doubt in our hearts, that mountain will be thrown into the sea, and that if we do not doubt that whatever we're asking God for, it shall come to pass. So whatever mountain you're facing tonight, begin to speak. If you want that marriage to be saved, begin to decree and declare that your marriage will be saved. Your marriage can be healed. If your finances are not where they should be, your money is shorter than the month, and you don't have enough money to reach your bills, God promised, stand on his word when he says, I shall supply your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I shall supply your need. Pray and believe God that he's going to open the door, that finances will come in your direction. If you're out there and your mountain is dealing with children, that are on drugs, children that are struggling with gender identification, children that are just wayward, whatever their situation. Trust God today. Trust God today and believe and do not doubt. And begin to speak life to them. And do not be moved by what you see and what you hear. Know that God is making that way. Your child, your son, your daughter, that husband, that unsaved wife, that unsaved husband, they're working on their testimony. Don't be alarmed with what it looks like, but just trust God and stand on his word. The Bible says that that unbelieving spouse can remain with the spouse that's not a believer, because that believing spouse can influence the unbelieving spouse to draw him or her to salvation and to God. So don't give up. Just begin to speak to that mountain. Just begin to say so. Bible says only the redeemed of the Lord can say so. Hallelujah. It was a man that brought his son to the disciples for them to pray for him. And for some reason, the disciples' prayers just didn't work. You know, and so when he took the son to Jesus and asked, you know, why, you know, this happened. And God says only some things come out through prayer and fasting. So we have to say what we want in prayer. You know, so he asked his father, did he believe? He says, yes, I believe, but help my unbelief. And sometimes we pray with unbelief in our hearts and in our spirit. So we're going to have to start speaking to the mountain and get rid of the unbelief. And so that when we do speak to that mountain and say what we're believing God to do, we can say that we are not doubting in our hearts. And because we are not doubting and the unbelief is gone, we know that God is going to grant us according to our prayer, because we are praying in faith, not doubting. But the one thing I want to tell you, though, because this verse here is talking about what we can do and say to the mountain. But the one thing I have to let you know, the next verse tells us, but if you have not forgiven someone that has hurt you and you're harboring unforgiveness, God will not answer your prayer. This is an awesome verse, but sometimes people dwell on this verse and don't dwell on the other verse that says, if someone has hurt you and you haven't forgiven them, God will not forgive you your trespasses until you forgive them. So we have to make sure that when we are praying on good ground with the right mindset. That I'm not harboring unforgiveness. I've forgiven all those that have hurt me or harmed me. So we just thank God for that. So the last scripture that I'm going to leave with you is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And it says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And we all have a measure of faith. It doesn't take a lot of faith. Just a mustard seed of faith. We believe that whatever we're asking God for, we shall receive. So we're going to speak life in our prayer life over the mountains that we are facing. Relationship mountains. Divorce mountains, financial mountains, wayward children mountains, whatever, we're going to trust God and believe that whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. So we're going to leave you with that on this evening, and we thank God for you tuning in. And if this radio broadcast is being a blessing to you, give us a call at 856-629-0601. Or if you desire prayer, I want us to pray with you. And don't forget, whoever that was that's dealing with our problems, God is going to heal you tonight. He's touching eyes on tonight. If you would like to write us to let us know what and have this broadcast as being a blessing to you, give us a call. If you're that person that God touched your eyes on tonight, call us and give us a call. If you write us, you can write us at Time of Restoration, Post Office Box 113, Sicklerville, New Jersey, 08081. If you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I would like to give you that opportunity by praying this prayer with me. Those that have never accepted Jesus as well as the backslider, repeat after me. Father God, I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me, that I might be saved. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Justify me, purify me, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. To the backslider, know that Abba Father is waiting for you. He's married to you. He has been married to you. Abba Father is waiting on you. Your sisters and brothers are waiting for you. The heavens, the angels in heavens are now rejoicing over every soul that repenteth on planet earth. And I am rejoicing on your behalf as well. Let someone know what you did tonight, that you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. And always remember to tell someone about Jesus, because Jesus is Lord. Be blessed, and I love you in the Lord.